AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Al-Qaeda's number two leader has been taken out by a U.S. drone strike.
Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is considered the terror network's most dangerous franchise, and Nasser al-Wahashi was its founder and leader. His death is the biggest blow to Al-Qaeda since Osama bin Laden was killed. But Catherine Zimmerman, who studies Al-Qaeda at the American Enterprise Institute, says the danger to the U.S. remains.
This is a group that is oriented on attacking the United States as part of its broader strategy. That continues.
Still, she says the network will suffer by losing its number two leader as it competes with the Islamic State group on the global jihad stage. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Friends and family have gathered at the Hudson, Massachusetts wake of an American who was killed while fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. 36-year-old Keith Broomfield, who had no military training, is believed to be the first U.S. citizen to die fighting alongside Kurdish forces. Broomfield will be buried tomorrow during a private ceremony following a morning funeral. In the meantime, the White House is welcoming reports that a strategic border town has been recaptured from the Islamic State group.
Tal Abyad sits astride a key corridor the Islamic State group's controlled for over a year. And Press Secretary Josh Earnest says its fall could be a big win for the U.S.-led coalition.
The progress that they have made, according to reports, indicates they have cut ISIL's primary supply route to its self-proclaimed capital in Raqqa.
And officials here say it's proof President Obama's much-maligned strategy can work if there are competent ground forces to follow up coalition airstrikes. In this case, Kurdish Peshmerga led the charge, backed by units of the Free Syrian Army. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. The sixth game of the NBA Finals finds Golden State looking to close out the Cavaliers and take home the trophy.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are facing playoff elimination for the first time this season as they get set for Game 6 of the NBA Finals tonight against the Golden State Warriors at Quicken Loans Arena. The Cavs trail in the series 3-2. They've lost the last two to the Warriors, including Sunday night in Oakland, falling 104-91. The Cavs have struggled since the Warriors have gone with a smaller lineup. The Warriors have scored over 100 points per game since making that move. LeBron James averaging 36.6 points per game in the NBA Finals for Cleveland. The Cavs are hoping for a win tonight to force an all-or-nothing Game 7 in Oakland on Friday. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
There's a new millionaire in Arizona. Lottery officials say the winner of the $188.9 million Powerball jackpot has come forward, but he doesn't want to be identified. It also remains unknown if the winner took the lump sum of nearly $120 million. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big.